SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the organiser of a gender violence march accuses Anthony Albanese about lying about being invited to speak. Financial losses from scams drop for the first time in 7 years. And in football, Atletico de Madrid's coach says racist abuse from its fans reflects a social problem. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomalos. The organiser of a rally in Canberra protesting violence against women says the Prime Minister lied about not being invited to speak at the event. Anthony Albanese told the march on Sunday he and Minister for Women Katie Gallagher had asked to speak at the event but were not allowed to by the organisers. Footage of the rally shows Sarah Williams, one of the organisers, standing next to Mr Albanese and saying that's a lie before breaking into tears. Later on Sunday, she posted a statement on social media again, saying he had lied and spontaneously decided to speak only because he was being heckled. Ms. Williams said representatives from his office had earlier made it clear he could march but not speak at the event. The Prime Minister has not responded directly to those claims, instead telling Channel 9's Today show it was an emotional day and he wants to stay focused on the issue.
Well, what was important yesterday was that the organisers throughout the country deserve credit for organising these rallies. I was happy not to speak. I was happy to speak. It was about raising awareness of the issue, but a call to action by all governments. Quite clearly, we need to do more. It's not enough to just have empathy.
Annual losses to scams have fallen for the first time in 7 years, with $2.74 billion lost last year. The annual targeting scams report revealed the 13% decrease in losses compared to 2022, when Australians lost $3.15 billion to scams. Australians made over 600,000 scam reports in 2023, up from 507,000 the previous year. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones says the government is working to protect Australians from being exploited.
Phase one of the government plan to tackle scammers is working, and it's working well. We've stood up the National Anti-Scam Centre. We've empowered the Australian Securities and Investment Commission to pull down fake investment websites. We're blocking literally hundreds of millions of SMS messages and scam calls through our telecommunications code. But there's much more work to be done.
The Safety Commissioner's powers could be expanded as the government announces it will review the Online Safety Act. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says the government is seeking public feedback on the Act, which is being independently examined by former ACCC Chair Delia Rickard. The legislation aims to keep Australians safe from online harms, and the review is considering how to respond to hate speech and generative artificial intelligence. Almost a million extra trips to the GP have been bulk billed since further incentives for doctors came into effect in November. Government data shows the bulk billing rate rose 2.1% in March to 77.7%. Health Minister Mark Butler called it a win for patients, doctors and the health system, with an estimated 950,000 extra trips covered by Medicare. Medicare payments for doctors in major cities who bulk billed increased by 34%, while rural and regional doctors received an extra 50%. But the former president of the Australian Medical Association in Victoria, Dr. Stephen Parnes, told Channel 9's Today show the health system still needs a much bigger boost.
Your postcode determines your access to health, and the further away you are from the centre of the city, the harder it is to get in to see a doctor or get hospital care. there have been supports from some areas of the system, but you know, the best example is we need half our doctors going into general practice, and we're lucky if we're getting 15% going into it.
In football, the coach of Atletico Madrid says the racist abuse aimed at an opponent winger during the 3-1 win over Athletic Bilbao is a social issue in Spain, not just among Atletico fans. Nico Williams asked the referee to stop play midway through the first half after being targeted by sections of the home crowd making monkey noises as he attempted to take a kick. Williams went on to score an equaliser on the stroke of half-time to make it 1-1, but Atletico won with two more goals in the second half, leaving it 3-1. Atletico coach Diego Simeone was asked what he has to say about the racist chants from the club's fans.
What we always say, it's a societal problem. It's not a problem with the stadium. If we can improve it in wider life, we can improve it in big settings with lots of people. Hopefully it gets better, but it depends on everyone.
And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.